Seefeld in Austria is a well-known ski resort and former host of the Winter Olympics. So with skiing being such a big part of the economy, why open a wellness hotel? According to Hannes Seyerling of the Alpenmed Hotel Lamm, the two work very well together.
If you come here and you want to do something for your health, you don't need the whole day for it. You can take your whole day. But a lot of our clients only take a part of the day for the medical treatment. You need for the cryotherapy, you need at least 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon when you are fast. When you do it more correctly, you need half an hour to an hour. That means 2 hours a day and perhaps half an hour or 1 hour of massages or different therapies. So at least you have 3 hours for the medical part and the rest of the day you have for your own. So you can go skiing during the day, you can do cross country, and in the summer you can go for golfing or whatever you like, you can go hiking. You also can go to Innsbruck or to Munich because it's not too far. So you have a combination between medical treatment and holiday, and this makes it very interesting.
And do lots of people choose to do it that way, or do you find people tend to have a focus? They are skiing or they are wellness?
It's different. There are different people. Those who have really heart pain, they spend most of the time in the medical department because it helps. But always you need to combine it with movement. So they start again with doing sports. They are swimming, they are hiking, they do cross-country skiing, they even do skiing because this also after a short period they can do again what they never were able to do the years before.
What made you decide to get into doing something like this? Why a wellness hotel? Why Seefeld?
Seefeld because I'm born here and I'm brought up here and it's the house of my parents and I hope my children will also work in this house in the future. Therefore, the place of Seefeld. And we choose this because we wanted to give our hotel a special touch. We wanted to be different to the others. We wanted to have our own marketing niche. And this is fitting to our own age and our own points of view as we want to live and we want to work with. Therefore, this is not a children's hotel. We love children, but children are not the right clientele for this hotel. There are others. We wanted to have clients and guests who are liking that what we are doing and like to come in our hotel.
So does that mean actually that really and truly you're catering for, say, a 50-plus type audience?
It was before. Now with this new offer, it's changing every season. We are getting more and more younger people because we found out what we didn't know before, that a lot of people suffer of pains and they have still to work to earn their money. So they are looking for something what helps them to get in a better form without pains, to be able to work properly.
Now, this hotel's been in your family for 6 generations. What kind of changes have you seen both to the hotel itself and to the area?
This area was very famous in the 60s, 70s and 80s, even in the 90s, for its nightlife, for its restaurants, for really for the nightlife. Clients wanted to spend their free time in having fun, having dance, having music, a lot of drinking and a lot of noise. In the meantime, people got more quiet. They are thinking about what they are doing in their holidays, what for they go on holidays. They want to find themselves and they want to get thanked for the work afterwards.
And how do you think that's likely to develop, say, over the next 10 years?
We hope that in 10 years, about 90% of our clients are just coming because of our medical offer.
And do you think those people predominantly be coming from, say, Austria, Germany, Switzerland, or do you actually think it's very likely that the rest of the world will catch up to the wellness philosophy of those countries?
I think the others will catch up also, because this will be a very important part of your life, that you try to get older, that you try to get more sufficient in your work. And for this, you need to be in a very good shape, in a very good health. And as the working condition seems to be worse nowadays than before, it's very hard to succeed and to be on the top. You need to be in a good shape, and there we can help.
And what sort of regulation is there for hotels like this, which basically have a medical offering? Because you're sort of like almost like a mini hospital within the hotel. Are you regulated in the same way?
This is in Austria very strict and very difficult. We are classified like a clinic. We have to have the same official parts as a real clinic like in Innsbruck has. This is very difficult to get, and we are very proud there to have it.
That's Hannes Seyerling from the Alpenmed Hotel Lamm in Seefeld, Austria. For more information, see seefeld.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.